Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to the show. Now over to Pat O'Brien.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Our guest today is Pranella Spears Lopez. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
One of the people that helped build IKEA. You want to come over? I'm still trying to put something together. It's easy to put together now, IKEA, right?
Absolutely. Huge improvements from when I first started. I remember when I would go to a party, people, when I would say I work for IKEA, they would start complaining about something. And I would say when I left in 2011, I could go to a party and people actually were excited about having done their kitchen or assembled their chair. So big improvement over the years. I was responsible, but IKEA developed tremendously.
So before you call your lawyers, we're fine with IKEA now.
Exactly.
But currently, a new project for you, Pranella, Good Life Design. Mm. And you're taking some of the things that you learned in management and helping to build this company and helping people build their lives.
That's right.
Metaphorically. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I want people to have the tools to assemble their best life. And that's really the idea. When I left IKEA, I really kind of went through a process myself to figure out what did I want to do with the rest of my life. And I used everything that I had learned over the years. I also wrote a book called Design Your Life, where I share a lot of those tools. And my daughter and I kind of started talking, and I realized that there really was a potential out there to help people and support people that don't get the tools from their corporations or might not be willing or can afford to have a life coach. And so our goal really is to provide tools that can really help people design their best life.
And, good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I really think that it is really what we're trying to do is it can be overwhelming when you're 25 years old what you should do with your life. But also when you're 42 and might be stuck in a rut, and even if you have a good job, what is it that you really, what is it that re-energizes you in this situation right. When you're in a rut? Or when you're 62 and want to find that next part of your life and fulfill it.
We're 72, stuff. I mean, yeah.
72 and
I remember when I was 21, I was like a wunderkind. So when people design their life based on your experience in the corporate world, is it possible to design the perfect life within the walls of a corporate world?
You know, I think
sometimes no is a big word.
That's right. But I think with everything, what I've learned is that it's all your own kind of approach to things. And I have learned that in a company, if you want to design your best life and really design a good career, there are some companies where that can work. And then there's other companies where, of course, you hit the wall and you might not be able to develop. So I've always said there's really three options. Either you accept the things that the way they are, you change, or you leave. And I do believe that if we do some work ourselves and strategize within a company that we might really like to work with, there are opportunities. But you have to really know yourself. You've got to know what you want and then go after it. I remember very clearly, and in my whole career, when I've coached others, a lot of times people sort of put it on the company to say what you should be doing.
Great point.
And I have always said, no, when I ask you tomorrow, when we have a development talk, I want you to actually tell me what you would like to do. And I think we sort of assume that there's a, the company is some big group of people that sit and make a strategy about your career. And I think the more you can do to know what you want, I think there's a bigger chance that you actually get it. But the question is, what do you want? And I think that is hard for all of us to really kind of pinpoint and clarify.
One of the is managing your character defects and assets. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right? And I think the managers out there will find their company becomes better because people are involved more. They're talking to each other more. You know what I'm saying? They're designing, so to speak, designing their life.
Absolutely. I mean, there is no question in my mind that if you are a engaged, honest, authentic leader that involve your people, give them freedom, trust them. I mean, people will go out of their way.
Not a lot of people like that, though.
I know, but I would say I have just seen it over, you know, a 30-year career. When you have people that let go and trust, people step up.
So when you mentor and give advice to executives who haven't had any thoughts of how to design their life outside of the corporate world, in other words, go to lunch, take a client to lunch, get your expenses done, yes, sir, no, sir. Are they, do they pull back from this kind of thinking?
Well, first
and
of
we'll
all,
we'll get into the steps in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, I think people that want to work with me, we've already talked about that, you know, you got to invest a little bit of time in who you are yourself and figure out what really matters to you. And it's an interesting, I'm actually right now coaching two people that I think are in that. So one is working for, he's a journalist and is working for a big television station. And he has sort of like the perfect life, but he feels that there's something that he is missing. And by me working with him and him actually taking on this responsibility and this journey, along the way, he is actually changing how he's even dealing with his colleagues. He's taking more ownership for meetings where he might have been quiet before. So he's already starting to see a change. Another person wanted to leave his company that he had built himself and do something else because he was a little bit like tired and burned out. And doing this work, he realized that he could actually change how he runs the company, that he could give himself the permission. But he was sort of stuck in, this is what you do as a CEO. So I think it takes time to get to sort of have that mutual trust and for executives to trust the process. But I know myself that those different steps that we do to get back to what we really believe in, what's our core values, what are we here to do? When you connect back with that, suddenly you see your existing lives in a different life. So it's not necessary, or like, it's not necessary that you have to quit your job and go do something else. If you could just, you know, start looking at your current
situation.
Yeah, and you just look at it with a different, sort of through a different lens.
Meantime, we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Pranella Spears-Lopez is our guest. She's one of the people that helped build IKEA. And now has started a design for life, for Good Life Designed. And the website is goodlifedesign.com. What's on that website?
It just really talks about our story, what we're here to do, how people can connect with us. And we actually just launched something that I'm very proud of that I've done. I founded this company together with my daughter, Sina, and we just released a new online course called The Good Life Design Online. And yeah, that's, I think, really the best way to get started with designing your life is sort of get started on the work.
I want to get into that. My grandmother's name was Sina. I've never heard anybody say that.
Is that right?
Other than her. So we're talking about changing your life, and it's not a metaphorical change, but it's a real change. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into it in the next segment, too. But when you talk to these executives, they have to learn how to find out who they are. I think a lot of people in business don't know who they are. Who they are has become the company.
That's right.
Rather than they are a human being at the company. How do you change that mindset?
Well, I think, first of all, I think if you're an executive, you have to sort of say, yes, I know that the company has a lot to do with me and I want to invest in this. As an example, I can tell you, I grew up with a culture at IKEA where our leadership at IKEA was built on value-based. And that meant that we all really got to do some work around what our core values as individuals were. And it was really the company culture that we all were clear on those values and shared them with people. And I really have taken that further in my own life, but also with people I work with, either as individuals or executives, that you got to know what it is that are your core values. And I think it is,
What if you don't have any?
Most people, absolutely. When people do the work, they come. And it's actually when people get their aha's, because it's what I call your energy. It's where you get excited. It's when you say, this is what I used to get excited about when I was a kid or when I first came out of college. And it's really coming back to those values, because I think in our lives, we get bombarded with all kinds of stuff from a company, from our, you know, parents around or society and, you know, our religion or whatever. And I think this really helps peel back to who you are. And so I think it's important that it's not, you know, just a therapy session. It really is hard work, but it's work that gets you to, I would say, get more excited about what you're currently doing and start getting energized about what energized you do in the beginning.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of well-designed entrepreneurs all over the world. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Back in a minute.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414. 3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Now let's check in with Pat O'Brien.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Pranila Spears-Lopez is our guest. She grew up corporately with IKEA and learned a lot there and now has a company called Good Life Design. Let's talk about Good Life Design and how to design a good life. You know, there are many programs that have steps. What are the steps for this one?
Well, I have actually, when I left IKEA, I thought it was pretty easy to figure out what you want to do when you've been working for that many years. I mean, you have all the opportunities in the world. I just made only one decision, and that was to take a year off and not say yes to anything. And I thought that within a couple of months, I would know what to do. And I didn't. I kind of started then figuring out what I don't want to do. And I learned that was pretty good. But over the period of the last few years, I've actually taken all the things I've learned into, for me, six segments. And those six segments are really, number one, you got to learn how to write things down. Journaling is hugely important. Huge. Most people don't like it, but that is an important tool.
But once people do that, and I tell people this too, once they start writing their day down, you know, I met Pranila, we had this talk, I'm not sure I agree with this, but she really made me think about this or whatever. And then they read that the next day, you've learned something. Absolutely. So that's, that journaling's a big deal.
It is, and I always, people that are...
By the way, I like everything they say so far.
What I think is that people are really afraid of it. They're afraid somebody's going to read their journal. And I said, just think about it in terms of journal. And I mean, downloading your head and your heart. So that's number one. Number two, I have a tool of how you map sort of your current life. So you put things in like where you are with different things, your family, your work, your boss, your kids, your friends, your health. And the next step is then that you, so that's the second. The third one is that you really start looking at your core values, then you develop your mission statement. And I found that with a company, most companies, they have a mission statement, they have a very clear set of values that they want the company to sort of function by and the culture to live by. And when it comes to our own personal life, most of us live our lives without having a personal mission statement and not clear...
Or a plan.
Yeah. And that's really, I'm just trying to, you know, make some of that into how, and when you have your personal mission, when you have your values, it's much easier to say yes or no to things.
It's not easier, it's more comfortable, right?
Well,
you
it
don't
just makes
feel guilty about saying no.
That's right. And it's also, I think, you one time when you are like kind of circling around wanting to make a decision, and it doesn't, if you have some ways of saying, does this really fit with my values? Does this really fit with my long-term goal, or does it not? Now it's a little bit easier to make some decisions.
I always tell my son, keep saying yes until someday you can say no.
Yes, yes. And I, what I find actually with a lot of people I coach
that
older in life, I would say we are often spend our whole time saying yes to others and no to ourselves. And there comes a point where it actually is helpful to say yes to ourselves so we can be more for others. But I think especially as a mom, you know, there's you spent many years saying yes to everybody, and you at some point run out of energy and you're no good to anybody. So you need to say more yes to yourself. I just want to quickly mention the following step after the mission statement is now you also got to get, as I call it, a move into action, and also finding a mentor. I think having a mentor in your life is just huge.
That you listen to, by the way.
That you listen to and that is there for every part of your life and can ask you questions and make you think about things. I have a mentor that I have had since I had one of my first big jobs at IKEA, and he has just been amazing to me, and we share, and we don't live close to each other, but I'm able to call him and we talk on the phone. So how to actually find a mentor that is not your best friend, it's not your boss, it's not your husband, and it really is someone that has your best interest in mind but is not really involved in your everyday life. And so I think that these steps, I'm not saying it's easy, it is hard work, but if you want to design your best life, if it was your home, you would spend a lot of money on what you want to get out of it. You would spend a lot of money on getting expert help. You would certainly invest time and really put effort into that. So why not that with your life?
I think more and more people accept a 12-step or 4-step or 6-step or 20-step program. And when they see the design that comes out of it, they're better off. Right? I mean, have you found that?
Absolutely.
But they're always the ones that I'm not changing, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that is, I think that's why I wrote my book, because I wanted to kind of demystify what self-help is. I really don't think that I see my book or...
there's only about 10 million self-help books out
exactly.
There,
right? But I think what we've tried to do is make it very practical, make it very accessible, and sort of take all that stuff out of it so that it's really just get to work. And when you do these things, things can really change for you. And I, what I've seen is just, it's not that we want people, or I see that people need to radical change their life when they, often it's just looking at your life with a different lens. I always think about it as a kaleidoscope.
New pair of glasses.
It's just a new pair of glasses. And I there was this woman that I've been coaching, and she was so, like, she has a great job, she has a great family, but she was just like not, I guess she just couldn't understand why she had lost all the energy for things. And she realized that there was two or three things that she was missing. She had lost being an adventurous person. And in her job, she sort of had lost it too, being adventurous and asking questions or moving sort of the agenda along.
You get comfortable.
You get comfortable and you just get wrapped up in life and kids and duties and all of that. And so it's not this really big thing that you got to sit or lay on a couch and figure out, you know, all of the things about your deep secrets. It's just get back to who you are. And I think that work, why... You know, we all go exercise. We all know that that's healthy. Being emotional healthy and really be clear on what you want in your life, I just can't imagine there's something more important than that.
And when I was writing my New York Times best-selling book, when I was stuck, I called a famous author and I said, what do I do? And he said, keep typing until it becomes a book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your life should be about, right? Keep living, keep learning.
Absolutely.
Until it becomes an actual life.
And you know what? Everyone has a story. You know, you wrote a book probably about your story. I've written a book about my story. But what I find is everybody has a story. And it's when you write it down, you actually are able to reflect on it. When I wrote my book, I realized that it was only when I had true adversity, when I didn't have a job and I had to, when my business went down and I had to call somebody that had once said that if you ever need a real job, call me. It's those times when I was a failed journalist. It was when my business went down. It was when I had an anxiety attack when I was, you know, at IKEA and were taken to the hospital. It's those times that actually develop us.
Empower you.
Empower us, but also that's when I learn. It's when I learn about my own strengths, and it's when I learn about, okay, this road just wasn't the right road. I got to find another one.
Pernilla Spears Lopez, Designing People's Lives. I like that. That's a good profession. Congratulations. And thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We are here to inspire, inform, and create a community of entrepreneurs. This has been Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Thanks for joining us.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews, so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network...
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. But join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday
morning. Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. Our guests today are Yunjin Chang and Crystal Lee, the co-founders of LifeSight. It's a pleasure to have you two.
Thanks, Mark.
So what does your company do?
LifeSight is a digital online solution that helps families collaborate and co-manage really important information. That's stuff like passwords, health information, pet information, including financial documents, too. It's all online, and it's incredibly safe. So we're a security-first company, and we've architectured something that's been multi-layered, as well as something that's easy for families
to use. So most people keep this stuff in a shoebox or in a cabinet somewhere in their
right.
house or office.
Right.
They have taken that and put it online.
Yes.
I love that. How'd you guys get involved in this company? I know there's a couple co-founders.
So we have three co-founders, and the story of the company is interesting. There's an insurance company based in Binghamton, New York, and their IT team essentially overbuilt a vault. And this project ended up having so much potential that one of their board members recommended that they you have Chris Wong, who's our current CEO, spin it out into a standalone technology company. And as I mentioned, we've been around for about a year, and we have 12 full-time staff as well as 20 altogether.
That's awesome. How did you guys end up meeting each other?
So I met Crystal through Chris, actually, before we started LifeSite. So because I did Pageant long before she did, actually. And then I was actually running a startup accelerator in Korea. So I was already involved with tech, and I did, I was helping a lot of entrepreneurs. So he connect with her so that we can actually share our dream. And actually, how I got involved with the LifeSite is when Chris got a phone call from the insurance company, he called me right away when I was in Korea, and he said, I'm going to send you a pitch deck, and then, look and how you think about it, and because I was an investor. And I look at it, and I was like, oh, this is something I can really relate to, because I have so much documented in my shoebox, and my mom has it, my dad has it, my aunt has it. So this is something that we can solve, not just U.S. people, but also something, something we can solve in the world. So, okay, so I'm doing this. So I left everything in Korea, and I moved here last September to do LifeSite. And then that's how our story started.
So, I love that.
Yeah.
So I know you have a background from coming out of the pageant world. Has there been anything specifically that you learned from being in a pageant that's carried into entrepreneurship?
Yes. So oftentimes people see a pageant title holder and they think, oh, she must love attention. It must be all about her. Her face is everywhere. But one thing I learned being Miss California is to be really successful, you actually have to have a mindset that it's not about you. It's about what you want to do with your year.
She was laughing because she knows that that's obviously the case.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
When you're Miss California, it seems like one second, you're being invited to all these galas and all these glamorous photo shoots.
Yeah.
But right after I finished my stint as Miss California, I was working at Google as a sales development rep, meaning I was doing cold calls. So cold calls where no one has any idea what I was doing. It was a very humbling. To basically having doors metaphorically slammed in my face when I'm trying to sell, mm-hmm. A product.
Just lots of rejection.
It was one of the most humbling
things. Do you know who I am?
I really have the crown. It's on top of my fireplace. Sign this RFP and I'll make sure you get a picture with it for your daughter. But actually now
it was
working.
A humbling experience.
A very humbling experience, yes. But if anything, I think it's been really great to focus on how you can maximize value for everyone and not just one person. Mm-hmm. In order to be successful, you have to work with the team and you have to accelerate the vision of your product and your business with other people. And the way to do that is by, at the end of the day, making sure everybody has a piece of it and a piece of that success.
Mm-hmm. And you live where? Where do you live?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. Okay, mm-hmm. So she's the one that moved from Korea here all the way to be a part of your guys' company. What was that experience like?
Oh, it's hard. It's really hard. So I was born and raised here. So English is my second language. So whenever I speak English, it was tiring and also nervous.
You're phenomenal at it now.
Yeah. But some of my team members, like, what's she talking about? And so I had to, look at my grammar book. I had to read Times every single day, So it was a difficult journey, but I trust my two co-founder, and I actually do really believe that LifeSite is something that everyone will eventually, appreciate, because there's so much, legacy or document that I want to share with my kids, or I want to know from my mom or my grandma. Mm. I just recorded all my grandma's recipe because she's in 90s, and I just put it in my iPhone. But the thing is, I want somewhere safe that I can actually share with my
cloud.
So I can now, even if I'm in the U.S., I can share my grandma's recipe video with my cousin. So I was very passionate about this whole idea and my team and my company. So it is very, very difficult, but at the same time it's very fulfilling, so I don't regret at all.
Well, did you both have this drive inside of you to always want to become entrepreneurs, or did you just kind of stumble into LifeSite and becoming partners with Chris?
Yeah, I've actually always wanted to start a company, and my father was an entrepreneur. He made glasses. He was an optician. So his customers were optometrists. And I just liked the flexibility that he seemed to have. He worked really, really hard. But whenever I got sick in grade school, he would always be able to leave and come pick me up. And my mom, who worked for a larger IT firm at the College of Marin, wasn't able to have that flexibility. So I think work-life balance is important. But we're both young, and we're eager to throw ourselves into something. And, you know, with Chris Wong at the helm, it's been a really great opportunity for us to learn as well as create value.
So you always wanted to become an entrepreneur, and I'm curious if the same thing went for you. Co-founders of LifeSight, Yunjin Chang and Crystal Lee, are joining us right now. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. So you kind of always wanted to become an entrepreneur, as did I, but what about for yourself?
I think I was, but not necessary. So my dream has been changed, but always there's a simple, one thing that I had. I want to be someone who's impacting the world globally. That was that was a dream I always had since I was little. That's why I went to pageant.
She always wanted to be a superhero.
Well, not in a hero way, but my own way. And so I was TV host like you are. I had my own show. I was journalist. I did fashion business. And then I was connected to tech world like a destiny. And I was a partner at first startup incubator, like Y Combinator in Korea. So I helped a lot of entrepreneurs. I was managing 40 different companies. And Chris Wong, my co-founder and CEO, he was one of our mentors. And then when I was helping those entrepreneurs, I started having, you know, a desire that I want to be an entrepreneur so that I can relate to people, you know, who are going through the entrepreneur life. That was actually initial thought. And then more I actually helped them, oh, I can actually build something to impact other people. So that's how I think my entrepreneurial, like, spirit actually grew in, not like I was like, oh, I'm going to be an entrepreneur when I was young. Like, that's not what my story started. So, but my grandma was a big entrepreneur, so she was doing a lot of big business, but she was always teaching me, you know, business is not that easy. Business is very responsible, you know, job. So now I go through that process. Now I start to understand that what it's like to be an entrepreneur, and you just have to be really responsible. That's the one thing that I'm learning a lot.
But one thing that happens on everybody's story inevitably is some form of adversity. Has there been something in your life, a big failure, a big mistake, a big thing that happened in your life that was really, you know, a dark time in your life, but ultimately you ended up finding a gift in that?
So when
you're ready, you knew it.
Yeah, I'm older than her, so I made more mistakes.
You've got more mistakes and lessons, right?
Yeah. So when I became Miss Korea, definitely my life changed, right? People start recognizing me, people pamper me. So the thing is, I didn't appreciate people around me, I think, when I turned into Miss Korea. Mm-hmm. And then people who really appreciate me start putting distance on me. And then the thing is, when I actually were not, when I give my crown away, I am no longer shiny, you know, Miss Korea. I mean, it's still, people remember, but it's not as much as, you know, when you were having that crown moment. And I realized that how stupid I was, because the people around me, family, friends, you know, whoever tried to take care of me was the real people that I should really cherish. And other thing is the fame, or, you know, all those things are very, it's very easy to be gone, actually. So I start realizing that I should do something very, you know, I should never forget what I want, even if I'm in that position. And I should always make sure that, you know, like, what is the real core value that you're chasing? You know, that's something I learned from my mistakes. And I was young.
What do you guys think are three of the biggest things that a starting entrepreneur needs to know?
I think if you want it bad enough, you won't stop at anything. I think at the end of the day, you need to have that sort of that mindset of getting up earlier than anyone else, staying up later than anyone else, if it means that you will make it happen. So you just have to really prioritize what it is that you want and really think very carefully about starting a company, because it's
like having a child.
It's like having
right,
a child.
Right.
It absolutely is having a child. And you need to be thinking about it at all hours of the day. You don't actually have to be in the office or, like, actually working all the time, because I think a balance is important, which goes into, I'd say, my other I had a point about culture being important and a work-life balance to sustainably grow, run the marathon and not the sprint. But just think very carefully about it, because you need to be thinking about your business at all times.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got one, and then we're going to wrap it up, guys.
Well, it's similar. So I remember one of our mentor from K-Startup, the incubator, and I invited a founder of a Bellabeat. They graduated Y Combinator as the best, best startup. And he told me that being an entrepreneur is like a dog on a leash or something. So every day, actually, I feel like,
really makes me want to become an entrepreneur.
It means when you are stepped into that that world, you can't really jump out because you're responsible for so many people's time and also responsible for yourself too. So you really have to think through all the responsibility and whether you really want to do this. You want to solve something and then actually create something instead of just glamorizing all the entrepreneurship, because a lot of entrepreneur just because somebody else is making a unicorn in 8 months that you can be, it's you have no idea how much time or effort or sacrifice they're putting in that much time.
And that's the perfect thing, is everyone needs to know that as an entrepreneur it really is a marathon, and a lot of people try to think of it as a sprint.
Exactly.
Last one as we wrap up, hit it, either one of you. Short and sweet. What's the third thing entrepreneurs need to know when starting out?
Culture is important. Every person that you have at a small company, comprises a huge percentage of that culture. So I think you have to be really careful about who you hire, especially when you're like sub 50 people, sub 25 people.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
Sorry, I was sleep texting. May have become the dog ate my homework of the digital age. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Doctors seeing increased sleep disorders from constant phone use say texting while asleep is on the rise. More common in teens and those who never let go of their phones, experts concur that parts of our brain controlling motor skills can wake up. Meanwhile, other parts managing memory or judgment remain asleep. Whatever the reason, our unconscious mind has the upper hand in these cases, from texting gibberish to outright aggressive messages. One person sent a text to her boss in the middle of the night saying, "You're fired." Having a history of sleep disorders, such as sleepwalking and sleep talking, make you more likely to text while asleep. One solution, leave your phone in another room at night. Just be prepared for a completely different disorder, separation anxiety.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Let's go to Mark Lack.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. My guest today is Nate Holzapfel. He's the co-founder of Mission Bell Co. It's great to have you here, brother.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
So I know you have expertise in defining the difference between and the pros and cons of big box retailers versus mom and pop shop. So let's start from the beginning. Let's go through some of those.
Sure. Well, you know, it's pretty common when somebody wants to start out in business, their first thing is, you know, if they want to go retail, I want to get into Walmart, Nate. How do I get into Walmart? I can't tell you how many times.
Because that sounds so cool, right?
Yeah, well, so I'm recognized for being a pretty good salesman. And, and I know how to do this. I've done a lot of sales.
Pretty good salesman. You were on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And that's how you got the investor, Damon John, right?
Yeah.
So pretty good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
So Damon.
Yeah, Damon will tell you I'm the best. But either way, what it boils down to is this, is that most people, these young entrepreneurs that come to me and they're shiny little eyes and they're all so excited to get out there and start making some money, and that's great. But they see as like the easiest path to success is getting right with a big box retailer right off the bat. And there's some things you got to know. So big box retailers, there's a lot of benefit with working with one. But I'll tell you what, there are some major, major pitfalls.
We'll go through those, right?
Yeah, we'll go through those. And then there's mom and pop shops, which are the small ones. And people don't think those are quite as exciting. But the reality of it is they're much easier to deal with.
Yeah.
And you can make just as much money working with mom and pop shops as you do with the big ones.
Awesome. So the difference between why you shouldn't go with them is what? Like, most people want to go with the big box retailer for obvious reasons, but why shouldn't they? What would be like the reason they shouldn't go?
They don't tolerate any nonsense whatsoever. You have a box of gear that shows up at their thing. If it's screwed up at all, you're done. So most people, they want to go from selling nothing, zero revenue, or a very little amount of revenue to, oh, let's just do a huge deal with Walmart. It's like, look, you don't have your packing and distribution set up so tight. I really recommend getting a year's worth of experience down with mom and pop shops, and even just, you know, selling online. You're getting all the kinks worked out. It takes time, you know. You don't just start playing, you know, you don't go from the little league to
the rookie
pros.
To the pro, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to give it some time to get through there. You've got to work out your kinks, because once you burn a bridge with a company like Walmart, You never go back. They will never take you back.
Somebody might, whether they get a small rollout or whether they get a large purchase order, they may not be prepared. They've maybe had people buying individual things, but they get a huge order. 99.9%
of the time, they're not ready. I've never met anybody who's ready day one to go and do that, unless you're a pro. You know, if you've got, hey, you know what, this is my seventh retail business. I've done, you know, six other brands. Okay, well, you can handle it. You know the process, whatever. But I'm saying, this is, you know, if you've never, you know, sold at a multi-million dollar, a quarter level, you're probably not ready for that.
Some of those, at least to myself, may seem a little bit obvious about the pros and the cons about why you probably shouldn't go with a big box retailer in the beginning. But let's flip it. The one that I'm curious about is, when would you know, if you're starting out, why you shouldn't go with a mom and pop
and why you should go with the big box, or maybe both?
I think every business should always work with mom-and-pop stores. You should always have mom-and-pop stores. The good news about mom-and-pop stores is that even if one gets upset, if they leave, it only takes away a very small part of your business.
Yeah.
I know tons of businesses have come to me for help. Large businesses, $100 million a year companies, they've lost one major client, and they lost 30 or 20% of their revenue for the year. Then layoffs come, your whole business model is broken. The facility you leased or bought doesn't work. I mean, it just it can throw it all off. So counting on these big boxers is not always the very best. In fact, I'd say if I had to pick between big box and mom and pop, give me the mom and pop people. You can build relationships with them, and it doesn't take much. It's a much better way to roll.
Okay, well, Nate Holzapfel is my guest right now on Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. And we're talking about the difference between the pros and the cons of going with big box retailers versus mom and pops. What was it like when you landed your first big box retailer? And what was it like when you landed your first mom and pop?
The first mom and pop shop was awesome. Total dream come true. Yeah. It was great. It's great to go in there and get that. You get to meet the buyer right away and work it. Our very first location that we got into was a golf store, a golf club, actually, where they play golf. Because I knew that I could go in, I could meet the buyer. I knew he'd be working in the store. Going to one of these big chains, you're not going to meet a buyer anytime soon.
Just a manager.
So just getting to a decision maker is part of the glory of working with the small mom and pop shops. But the thing that's really amazing about it is that they really do put a personal interest in their business. And so your product's not going to get pushed off to the side the same way it would be with a big one.
And the buyer or the owner may actually personally call you.
You'll work with an owner most of the time.
Yeah.
That's great, you know, and you can manage lots of those. At Mission Belt Co., we have a lot of mom-and-pop type shops. I say mom-and-pop, I mean, that's anybody with 10 locations or less.
Yeah, just a boutique store.
Yeah, one store, two store, whatever. I know the number one store that sells us the very most belts out of all the locations we have is a mom-and-pop shop.
Wow.
Those guys sell 300 belts a month.
Wow.
Out of one location. They're amazing. So that felt pretty amazing. When we got into our first big box retail, it was hard. And the buying cycles are much longer. So you go down to
what's the average buying cycle look like?
Well, you can go down to like a mom and pop shop and they can say yes right there, and you can have belts in their store later that afternoon, the next day. I mean, I've had people say yes and have belts for sale that day.
Wow.
You're dealing with the big boxes. By the time you actually get a hold of an actual buyer, you might be 6 months out on the good side. Wow. You'd be a year and a half out, 2 years out on the flip side.
You know? Do you ever do any deals on consignment with big box?
Never consignment. Never, wow. ever do consignment. What you're saying to somebody is, my products are not good enough to sell.
Are there any other practical tips that you have for going with a mom and pop or going with a big box? Like, you were just naming some of those right now, like things to avoid, things to do.
Yeah, I mean, so I think focus on the mom and pop shops and just realize that these relationships are so much easier to maintain because you can actually talk to the person who's signing the checks.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference.
And each one's not as scary because if you lose one person,
right,
it doesn't crush your business.
But you probably won't lose as many as you think.
Yeah.
The big box stores, you have to remember this, the buyers working at big box stores, not only do they not own the shop, but buyers are an interesting animal because, first of all, they have tons of pressure to go out and get new products, put them out there. But at the same time, they're scared to death of losing their jobs because if they bet on the wrong pony, they're going to lose their job too. So it's this push and pull. It's not pleasant. Whereas you go to a mom and pop shop, yeah, they'll try it out, see how it goes. And worst case scenario, they don't buy any more of your product and they don't get fired. There's less pressure. So it's a great way to roll.
Well, you heard it from the man himself. Nate Holzapfel, the co-founder of Mission Belt. It's great to have you on the show, brother.
Thanks for having me here, Mark. It's been
You're
fun.
Welcome. Thanks, brother. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do here. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Their free, unbiased resources can help you get smart about insurance before you buy. For information you can trust, contact your state insurance commissioner or visit insureyouonline.org. That's insure, the letter U, online.org.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq.
BizTalk Radio.